And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a couple of great guests here. Captain John McCarty, Captain Chris Roof from McCarty Yacht Group are here talking fishing and boats and how to be careful when you're buying a boat, selling a boat, etc. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Finally, a rod designed for West Coast anglers. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Terramar West Coast Rod Series. These rods will deliver increased casting distance with heavy jigs and extra lifting power to conquer even the strongest game fish. Shimano built the Terramar West Coast Series utilizing TC4 blank construction with a double-layer core of advanced dynamic fibers wrapped in an inner and outer spiral of modulus graphite, making the rods virtually indestructible, yet crisp. Lightweight. Durable Sea Guide guides adorn the Terramar West Coast series, adding to weight reduction while enhancing the overall rod balance, giving you improved casting and fish biting performance. The Shimano Terramar West Coast lineup contains rail rods, jig rigs, boat rods, and casting rods. From yellowtail to calico bass to yellowfin and bluefin tuna. Pick up a Shimano Terramar West Coast rod today at your local Shimano dealer. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN. Rick, what a great show we're going to have here. These guys are like, we've been talking boats. It's like, they know everything about boats.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. And if you're in the market for it, if you're interested in it, if you have one you're wanting to sell, if you have one you're wanting to buy, I mean, you want to talk about two ultimate experts in this field. Today's going to be awesome.
I mean, for example, we were just talking about the difference between putting a single outboard versus a twin outboard. Chris has got full info on there. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, John.
Yeah, hi, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you guys on the show here. And it's been a while, John.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, go ahead and pull that mic right close to you there.
Oh, there you go. How about that?
Yeah, great. I think last time, let's see, I'm trying to
think. All right.
Last time, were you still running the Fin Fever?
I was.
And how many years has that been?
Well, I've been on, so I sold the Fin Fever 20 years ago.
20 years?
And I ran it for over 20 years. Chris ran it as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm showing my age a little bit here.
Yeah. But we're all showing.
We are, and we're still going strong. Right?
I say the same thing all the time. Like, I don't feel old enough to have remembered doing something 20 years ago or 25 years ago.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, no, that was 25 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, when I sold the Fin Fever, I stepped onto the Pescatore, right? And I've been running the Pescatore ever since. And I've run into you guys up in Alaska and some of these other places that we travel, and you kind of, you know, it's a small knit industry for sure, but great experiences over the last 40 years, that's for sure.
Pescatore is such a beautiful yacht.
Yeah,
here,
it is.
Right?
It really
is. And you go all over the place. I saw you in Loretto, and you saw Rick in Alaska.
Right.
I mean, you guys travel the entire western United States.
Yeah.
No, western continent, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And the osmosis of all of that has led me into this boat sale thing. And I've been doing this for 30 years now. Mike Hallmark Yachts down here. And we've since morphed into McCarty Yacht Group. And here we are, fishing, selling boats, doing all things boats, right?
So. And Chris, when did you hook up with John?
Well, John's been a lifelong friend.
Of course,
We've been friends for over 30 years. I've always helped out people in the industry as far as finding boats and putting them in the right boat. And John just said, "Hey, you gotta put this together and come, work with me with the McCarty Yacht Group." And been very successful. We've had a great year this year.
Sold my boat.
Sold your boat.
Yeah. and did very well by me, too. That's cool. And you guys, so what's the trick in being an effective running basically a yacht sales group? But you don't just deal in rocks. You deal in whether it be a 25-foot Parker or a 200-foot yacht, right? It's all above.
Yeah, so we specifically do not do anything sailboat-related.
Yes.
If it's a powerboat, we can deal with it.
And being out on the bay yesterday where they had the Star of India out and all this, the sailboats, I totally understand why you don't want to deal with sailboats. Totally get it.
Every time one cuts across my bow,
totally get it. It's a different world, right?
You stopped on a kelp offshore, and here comes this guy.
Exactly.
So, we're all power boats, and we specialize in the sport fishing industry and sport fishing boats, larger yachts, up into that 120-foot range. So we're here to help you.
What's the biggest yacht you've ever sold?
150. Yeah,
wow.
But if you remember, know Chris Fisher?
Yes, sure.
So I've been involved with him, through four or five boat sales, and he, the last boat he bought was right up there at 150, which is that big research vessel we're using right now. So we've got our fingers on the pulse right now, and we're ready to go.
That's rad.
And Chris, you've done a little bit of everything in the boating world. You were, of course, a retired fireman, but you've been doing this fishing thing for quite some time. We've fished together many, many times, and I can tell you what, this is the ultimate guy to have on your boat when you're fishing.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I got my start working on sport fishing boats here in San Diego, and did that for quite a while, and then broke off and went into the kind of commercial towing end of things for a while, and then.
That's right.
And then
you owned ran the deal over in Avalon for Towboat US, right?
Yes, I actually owned the Santa Monica Bay operation. I was the operations manager here in San Diego for port captain, if you will, and then I owned the Catalina operation for quite some time as well.
Wow. Yeah. And now, how do you like being in the yacht sales world?
It's good. It's a different perspective, but it's led to other avenues as well. We do some yacht management, operation, deliveries and things of that nature. So it kind of branches off, but putting people in the right boat is what we're after.
Right.
Somebody comes to me and says, "Hey, this is what I'm looking for. I just want to make sure I want to put somebody in the right boat. I don't want to give them something that they can't handle, or something that's going to be too big for them, too small for them." So that's our goal.
You two guys having a lifetime at it can probably just look at a boat and just very quickly, it's such a big thing because you're not attached. Pete or I might be looking and we see the ad online. I'm like, that's it. I can picture me and the family in Avalon on this boat. And then you step on board and immediately, your eyeball goes to a lifetime of dealings with things and like, man, this machinery is not right, or this is not right, or these through holes haven't been changed forever. Like, this boat's going to be a nightmare for you, no matter how bad, you can picture yourself jumping off the back of this thing. I promise you, this isn't the right boat. I'm sure there's just a lifetime of doing it where you spot the good and you spot the bad right away. And it's so important to have a third party that's not attached to it that's going to guide you in the right direction.
Yes, I would agree with you. And we take that philosophy to the next level. We really, really do. And we believe that people should be put in the right boat. We want to put them in boats that they actually grow into and not grow out of. And constantly we see people that are, buying a boat, and in 10 minutes of talking to them, we know it's the wrong boat for them.
I'm sure.
We're so diversified, we don't need to sell a boat to make a living. We do this because we're passionate about it, and I think that shows. And we spend a lot of time with these clients. These clients become lifelong friends of ours, and we help them find the right boat, and ultimately they keep those boats for a long, long time.
That's right.
And the other thing I'll say, when you're in the market to sell your boat,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's your both of your expertises, and you work together on this, too. I know when I was selling Field Research, you were talking pretty actively with John about different things like that. It's really important. Like, Chris came on the boat and said, okay, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this to make it more of a marketable boat. When somebody steps on the boat, they're going to see things like that that may not be important to us as fishermen or something like that. The bones are great, but you got to do all the right things to make the boat appeal to somebody when they first step on the boat.
Correct. Yeah, first impressions are important.
Yeah.
Especially if you're bringing your wife down or the family. They want to see it. They want to, you know, the mechanical side is important to the fathers, if you will, and the interior aesthetics and all of that's important to the mother. You got to make sure it's all right for them. So every client's different. Sometimes we deal with just fishermen, and those that's our focus. And then others want a all-around yacht that they can go fishing on, or they could go to Catalina for the weekend on. And we want to make sure that we get them in the right fit. So
both of you are like having your own surveyor on your side. And this is the truth. I mean, and this is important, too. Like, a lot of people don't know the insides and outs of a boat. And you guys can take a look on the insides and say, okay, this needs to be done, that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. Right, Chris? I mean,
survey items. We want to address survey items so we have a clean sail at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So we're not coming back and readdressing things. And that's the first thing. I'll make a punch list. And I don't know, the last three or four sales I've had have been no negotiable items. The survey came out really clean.
Like my boat.
Exactly.
It's like you told me to do this, this, and this, and we had a zero survey fix it list.
Correct.
Yeah, which, how often does that happen, right?
Not very often.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you listened and you did it.
Yeah.
You got the work done, and you've done a great job taking care of that boat.
Wow.
It was a beautiful boat.
It was a labor of love for sure. It was a great boat. Hard to see it go, but it was time for me.
But talk about the thing that gives the buyer, you know, that, you know, self-assurance that they're making the right call. You know, when you're paying somebody to find all the problems and they come back and say, there's no problem, man, get that thing. Like, that makes you feel a lot better, especially if you're making a sizable investment. That's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. And so the same plays into when you're buying a boat. You guys can step on the boat and address issues with the buyer that says, I don't know about this. This boat is not your boat. We need to move on.
Yeah, we do that often.
Yeah,
and you know, it's interesting as we go and see boats, how the other brokerage house, if you will, questions what we're doing. You know, why are you trying to squash this sale? And we're not trying to squash anything. We just want to find the right boat and make it the right fit for the individual.
Yeah.
And if it's not the right boat, we move on.
Meaning they see, like, man, you got a guaranteed paycheck.
Well,
why would you talk this guy out of it, you know? You say two things, he's going to sign on the dotted line, we both go along the way. But that's not your style.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the difference between us and others.
Totally.
And we approach it in that fashion. We have eight guys that work for us in total, and all of them are licensed boat drivers. They've all got captain's licenses, and they understand boats. And, you know, nobody more than Chris right here and myself. We jump right in, and we get into it.
That's right.
And you work as a team, too, which is cool.
Because
you bring all this decades of knowledge that you both have on all sides of fishing, boating, I mean, yacht maintenance and such like that. I mean, how many yacht maintenance issues did you address, Chris, when you were running or owning the towboat organization there?
Daily.
Yeah. I remember when we were out offshore on Field Research once, and one of the engines, like, just stopped.
Yeah.
And, like, Chris went down, fitted, okay, push the button, it works.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the kind of guy, you know, he knows what makes things tick. And I'm sure you too, John, being on your travels and stuff like that, you have to be the engineer, the captain, and everything else, right?
Yeah, we do it all.
Yeah.
We do it all, especially when you're way offshore. If you're at Alejos Rocks, who are you going to call?
Yeah. Royal Star, maybe.
I'm going in.
Yeah.
So that's how we handle it, and we just keep moving forward.
When looking at a boat, you know, when looking at a boat like, you know, like take a boat like Pete's, for example, when you're looking at a boat of that class, you know, sports fisher, what tends to be the thing that, you know, is the thing that causes more issues? Is it the bones of the boat? Is it machinery? Is it like, what are the things that, you know, most commonly come up that become issues or, you know, things that guys look at? Or what's the first thing that you two would look at if you were stepping on a boat, making sure it's right when somebody's trying to buy a boat like that?
Well, I mean, when you look at a boat, when you first walk up and look at a boat and it looks rough, you know that's the exterior of the boat. You know there's going to be plenty below decks where it's much more difficult to work on, and it usually costs more money.
They didn't take their time to keep it clean and keep the metalwork right and all that kind of stuff. They probably didn't take the time to do the below deck stuff either.
You can count on it. You can count on it. And we see it all the time. So, you know, the people that take pride in their boats, the boats actually show. And when you let one go, it takes an awful lot to bring them back. Yeah. And we see that time and time again. So, you know, we always look at all of the boats.
Sure.
We look at, you know, from the outside all the way to, you know, to the keel, from the top to the bottom. We look at it all, and we want to make sure that it's the right fit for you.
Let's say somebody's buying a 25-foot Parker outboard powered boat. What kind of, and I'm sure you guys sell a lot of that kind of class of boat too, in addition to bigger yachts. What kind of things, like when you step on board a boat like that, you're not going to see as much. Are you going to suggest that they do a full survey, engine survey, everything?
I'm going to let Chris handle that one.
Yeah.
He's the Parker guru.
Yeah, he's owned a bunch of them. Yeah.
So aesthetically, you're going to look at cosmetically how the boat looks right out of the gate. That's going to tell you a lot. But it kind of depends on the age of the boat, hours on the engines. There's times when we don't necessarily need a mechanical survey just because of the fact the, let's say the boat's got less than 500 hours on, it's been perfectly maintained, and you can tell by, you know, if you've got deferred maintenance or not. A hull survey, we're always going to recommend a hull survey. You're going to need that regardless for insurance purposes. And we've got a great resource of surveyors that we utilize depending on what type of boat it is, how the boat's going to be used, where the boat's located. We'll drive which surveyor we kind of try to push towards. But a hull survey always, mechanical survey, about probably 85-90% of the time. And then once we start the survey process, John and I are intimately involved with that. And, you know, we'll bring up things that, you know, could be potential problems and make sure the survey doesn't miss anything. Not that they do, but there are times, you know, like we did a survey on an 85-foot boat that I recently sold. And, you know, we were kind of pushing, you know, the surveyors in different directions to make sure that there were no things missed or, you know, loopholes or anything of that nature.
Right.
It's a short period of time that the surveyor's on the boat, and the bigger the boat is, the more they have to cover in that one day period of time. So if we see things that we don't like, we say, hey, you know, you want to check this over here, and they'll actually go focus on it, and you know that. So we're kind of teaming up with
them. That's important. Yeah,
to help them. So a lot of the other salesmen in this industry, unfortunately, look the other way. They want to get the sale done. We actually want to make sure the boat's right first.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, that's important. So, do you miss the Fin Fever?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Such a beautiful boat.
It was a great boat.
Yeah.
It still is a great boat.
Yeah. Where is it now?
It's up in Long Beach, I believe, in San Pedro.
Yeah. Private yacht.
It's a private yacht.
Yeah.
And I don't see it out that often, but it's still
44 Pacific.
It was 44.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we kind of did what you did. We repowered it and rewired it and redid this and redid that.
Yeah.
And, you know, carried enough bait to cover us for a couple of 3 or 4 days. I mean, it was really well outfitted. It was a great boat.
Yeah. No, it was fun fishing with you back in the days, right? And a lot of our listeners probably fished with you in the day, too.
I run across plenty of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot. We can cover a lot today.
It's going to be awesome.
I mean, Chris is on the water all the time. the time. These guys are literally on the water every day looking at boats and helping people buy boats and sell boats.
And if Pete and I are willing to give everybody a chance to get their questions in, aside from all of ours, then it should be a fun show for sure.
Exactly.
Going to be a great time. If you want to join us, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. What a great opportunity to have these two experts in the studio. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or you can send us a text. Already some great text questions rolling through. If you want to send a text to the show, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. It's a great way to listen to any past shows. All the archive shows are available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's the only way that you can text in your questions. Make sure, too, when you do text your question, you include your contact info, because we're giving away a killer prize at the end of today's show. And we want to make sure to be able to get a hold of you if you're the big winner. How we give away that prize at the end of the show today is we'll take one potential winner from all of the callers that make it on the air, one potential winner from all the texters that make it on the air. We're going to flip a coin, and then that's going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And speaking of which, one lucky caller or texter is going to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, no doubt, man.
We'll catch some tuna still.
Yeah, and I mean, they fished the islands yesterday. They had yellowtail. They had lots of rockfish fishing. It was just really good. Again, you know, good to see those guys giving everything a check. They had 100 tuna last week and yellowtail at the islands yesterday. So, yeah, great opportunity to get to go fishing on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to give us a call, it's 213-432-1090, or send those texts to the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, great time this morning. If you want to join us, get in on the fun. 213-432-1090.
Yeah, some great texts. You have a good one, huh?
I thought so. Yeah, we were talking about during the break. The first one came rolling through. Says, good morning, everybody, and happy Sunday. Just a beautiful day in San Diego. My question is, I've been looking to get a 23 or 25 Parker, and I don't have the money to buy brand new. Is there any recommendation that the boys can give on where to go to buy a good quality used boat, whether I stay on the West Coast or travel back east. For the most part, what is the ideal hour range on a motor before it's a red flag? What other red flags should I be looking for? That's from Jason in San Diego.
Well, Jason, there's a lot of resources out there as far as finding a boat. The one that most people lean towards and the biggest, baddest one of them all is the MLS Yacht World. That's going to get you the most exposure. But there are small, places, one Bloody Decks, Craigslist, there's a place called The Whole Truth, Classic Parker. There's plenty of places out there where people are trying to sell a boat. Red flags as far as a boat goes, you can't beat a good survey. Hours, I sold a Parker with a pair of 150s on it. That was my personal boat. Had 2,500 hours on the motors, and they're still going strong today. If something's been well maintained, there's no reason to shy away from it. But that's, like I say, having a good surveyor, having somebody to assist you with the buying process. Those are some of the things that I would really pay attention to.
So what if somebody's selling a boat as a private party and they want the help of McCarty Yacht Group, Chris, or whatever? Do you guys help people out like that? Or
absolutely. You're going to pay a percentage in the sale for our services, but we're going to make sure everything is done correctly. All the I's are going to be dotted. Save you a lot of money. We will handle the showing of the boat. We will handle making sure the boat's going to survey out well. Representation is key on either side, whether we're buying or selling. Representation will guide you through the process, and having somebody who knows the process, you can't really put a price tag on that.
Yeah, I like what you said about that too. One of Jason's concerns was engine hours, and like you said, that's not a black or white thing. There could be a boat that has 500 hours that's 20 years old that could be a total red flag because it sat and it never moved and never put hours. Or there could be a boat that's 3 years old that's got 2,000 hours, but it had its service every 100 hours and it always had zinks and it always had water pumps, and that thing's probably going to last you, be way more trouble-free than the one that sat. It's just never a black or white thing.
Absolutely. You put it perfectly well. Hours do not scare me at all. Use of boat and maintenance of boat is above and beyond. Mm-hmm. A boat that's got low hours, it's maybe 15, 20 years old, that's just hardly been used.
We actually have a 65 Viking right now in contract, and that boat has 6,000 hours on a pair of MTU 16 V2000s. The book from MTU states that those engines need to be rebuilt at 6,000 hours, and it's shied people away. However, we're in contract. We got the correct surveyors involved, and those engines checked out perfectly. There's still another 4,000 or 5,000 hours of use in them.
That's cool.
Because
they were properly maintained.
Before rebuild, yeah.
Fluids and clean and filtered.
You go into the engine room on this boat, and it is immaculate.
That's
it
cool.
Is beautiful. Just been really well cared for. So the 6,000 hours, and then when you look at the history on the computers, the majority of that time has been trolling, or lower RPM usage. So the boat, has a lot of life left in it, and yet a lot of people will shy away from it because of those hours. They see that number, and they're like, whoa, wait, time out.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of life left in that boat.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about the high hours, meaning that boat gets used a lot, which means every gremlin that has been, gremlins that do come up have been addressed and fixed, and, man, this thing,
right.
You're not going to run something for hundreds upon hundreds of hours and always know that, those things get fixed on people that run their boats for
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because, I look at the Pescatore, mm-hmm. right, which is a boat that we manage and run as well, and that boat runs all the time. And what we have found is that the more it runs, the better it runs.
Totally.
And I think we see that every day right here. We're looking at the beautiful Sport Fishing Landing, and of which many of those guys are my close friends or our close friends. And these guys put 40, 50,000 hours on their main engines, and they're like, they're just getting broken in.
Yeah, right.
Right? They don't worry about stuff like that, but they maintain that stuff, and they keep them running, and they don't run them real hard, and they just keep on going.
How many hours on the Pescatore?
There's 15,000 hours on the generators right now, close to 15,000 on the main engines.
Wow.
And they, And they had, we had 27 years of runtime before we ever took those engines apart. And we finally just did in frame. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. That's 27 rad. Years.
Yeah.
Right? People are, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, no, cool. But we do all our maintenance.
That's right.
Take care of them.
Yeah.
So
I have another text here from Steve Fairfield up Northern California there. Good morning. Another great show. I'm going out on the Pacific Queen Thursday for a three-day trip. Supposed to rain and times. I'm wondering what general advice you have. When you were running Fin Fever, weather was always a factor. You look at the weather. What do you look at? I mean, when you're going fishing.
Well, I mean, today's world, we use a lot of different weather apps, right? And in the days that I finished up on the Fin Fever and started on the Pescatore, we were using a weather app called ClearPoint, which is no longer in business, but it was a phenomenal app, and it worked really well. It was a subscription app, but it worked really, really well. But today, there's so much information, buoy weather, windy. There's a million different programs that you can use that are highly accurate. And
yeah.
once you play with them and learn how to use them a little bit, you have a really good grasp on what the weather's going to be like.
Chris, what do you use?
Basically, windy is a great one. The the NOAA apps are great. Buoy weather is another one. It's a subscription one.
Right.
So I'll kind of just compare notes between all three and get an idea of whether we should be going or not going.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if he's going on a sport fishing boat, they're obviously, I can see the Pacific Queen pulling out right now or pulling in right now.
Yeah.
Those guys are going
to... They know.
They know what they're doing.
And you I looked at Wendy before the show this morning. It doesn't look... I mean, this little storm that's coming through doesn't look like it's going to create much. So
yeah.
looks like you're going to be okay.
And we heard Carl talk about those guys had limits, limits for their trip yet again yesterday.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Before
crazy
the show
how,
was even over yesterday.
You know, and credit where credit's due. You know, you talked about that, Pete, earlier in the year that, things got off to a little bit slower start, but how deep into the season we thought we were going. And here we are. I mean, we're in mid-November, and I mean, I think there was just about limits for the entire fleet of boats that fished yesterday. And it was really good fishing. We heard from Mike on the Tribute. We heard Carl at the Landing talk about him. There was really, really good bluefin fishing for just about everybody that was offshore yesterday.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
How many times do you hear, too, you get a little low-pressure system coming in, fish by full rafts
before
the low-pressure system hits?
So you should be good.
Yeah.
You should be good. Hey, let's go ahead and jump on the phones. You want to get through 213-432-1090.
How about we talk to Rich? Rich is calling us from Camarillo this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Pickup.
Morning, everyone. I was always curious as to on these large yachts, what does it cost to maintain those a year, and how much do you pay for the slips when you have to keep them in the water?
Well, let me answer the second. Thank you for the call. Let me answer the second question first. So as far as slips, it depends on what harbor you're at, because Newport Harbor is way different than, say, San Diego or Long Beach. So, and I'll give you an example. So the Pescatore is 105 feet long. We were paying $10,000 a month for our slip in Newport Beach.
Jeez.
$10,000 a month. We moved to Alamitos Bay, which is just above Huntington Harbor. We drive 20 minutes now versus 5, but we dropped from 10,000 down to 2,700.
My gosh.
So we knocked $100,000 off our operational budget overnight like that.
Wow.
So it, there's a, it's, if you want to be in the Long Beach area, that San Pedro area, things are much cheaper than, say, Newport.
Yeah,
sure. San Diego used to be pretty reasonable as well. I think it's starting to come up down here a little bit as well, but it's still not anything like Newport.
No.
Yeah.
Newport is
because
there's hardly any slips there.
Yeah. And then as far as maintenance, that there's variables there as well. When I look at a boat like the Pescatore that I run, which has commercial style machinery in it, 3406B Caterpillars, versus say this 65-foot Viking, this 2002 Viking, which has these 16V2000s, and there's a huge difference in the service intervals and the amount of fuel they burn. So they're different animals. So with a little bit more specific question, if there was a specific boat you're looking at, let me know what that is, and we can answer that question.
Yeah,
because sport fishing boats have tractor motors and race car motors.
That's right.
Tractor motors, race car motors,
and that's
drink
exactly.
a lot more fuel and take a lot more to keep
up. Yeah, so we were out running this 65 Viking. We were burning close to 200 gallons of fuel per hour. right, at full throttle. Now we're doing 37 knots.
Sure.
And I mean, and the boat runs great. But, you know, the pescatory cruise was around at 10 knots. But we're burning 15 gallons an hour. Yeah. It's a big difference.
Yeah, but the boat's almost twice as big.
It's twice as big.
Yeah.
So it's just is kind
depends on how you want to run the boat.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And the maintenance is always a factor on a boat, big boat. Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
You just kind of you have to have the budget to do it.
Yes.
Then you have when you have keep a boat in the water, you have divers, zincs, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not a cheap deal to keep a big boat in the water, but.
No, it's a labor. It's a labor of love. I mean, I think the only thing that's more expensive is an airplane, right? Quite honestly. But
yeah,
you know, if you love boating and you have the means in which to do it, it's a great way to go.
Yeah, for sure. I have another great text here from John in Whittier. He says, "I just bought a brand new boat with a Yamaha 150. I like to do my own basic maintenance. What's the best way to document that for potential future owners?"
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Save your receipts. Document everything.
Yeah.
The documentation. I can't tell you how many boats that we're involved with, and we want documentation of service and receipts.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of owners, whether it be a big boat or a small boat, like to do their own maintenance. For example, Mark Wheeler, my friend from Encinitas Sport, he's got a 62 Nomad, and he does all his own oil changes.
Right.
I don't know why, but he does. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of his own maintenance, and yeah, you just got to document
it. There are guys that like to do that because they're intimate with their engine.
Yeah, right.
Totally. They get to see what's going on down there, right?
Yeah. You learn the boat.
Yeah, you learn the boat, right? And I agree 100% with Chris. We actually do that a lot. And with a lot of these sales that we do is I share our logs with them. You know, this is what I use on the pescatory. This is the Excel spreadsheet. And it's real simple to follow. And every time you do an oil change, you write it down. Every time you change the engine, you write it down.
The first thing you said was, you know, your eye appeal. You know, if a guy takes the time to polish the pipework and the boat's immaculate, if you go to look at a boat and a guy hands you a folder and here's your receipt for every oil filter he's bought and every time he went and bought fuel and the times he bought zincs and it's all, I mean, it's all on a list. There's no doubt that's going to immediately give you that peace of mind. Like, this guy not only did it, but took the time to save everything. I mean,
absolutely.
It's one thing to say, oh, yeah, I did it all. I promise. It's all good. But if you hand a guy a list of here's every receipt I did it for the 5 or 10 years that I owned it.
Yeah.
Like, again, talk about a peace of mind.
Oh, absolutely. They actually have apps for it now, which I couldn't tell you which one offhand is good because we use our own. But I know they have apps for it, and people are using them regularly.
Yeah. Chris, when you buy or when you're buying a new outboard or buying a used outboard or a boat with an outboard on it, today's technology allows, like, somebody with the proper machinery to plug in and kind of analyze the engine, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Any Yamaha dealer or a certified dealer for that particular motor, they can go in and pull up, you know, potential engine codes that are in there. They can see the history. They can see the amount of load that was used on the engine at X amount of hours. So there's a lot of data in there that's available. And even on smaller outboards, too. I have a skiff with a 70 on it, and I'm going to pull some data out of that next week. I'm taking it to a Yamaha dealer guy. But, yeah, for sure. And that's all the way up through the larger diesels, too, you know, with a Cummins, a Caterpillar, a Yanmar, something like that. So that's why we want to get a good mechanical survey, if you will, in there, is, you know, something that's got some time and hours on it. So see how it's really been used or potentially abused.
Yeah, for sure.
Another great question, our text question is, good morning, gentlemen. When buying a used boat, what are the three things you're looking for or asking the sellers about? Also, what is your guys' opinion on buying boats from back east and having them transported to California? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Well, Rory, I would tell you that first, your second question, as far as the East Coast, that used to be a pretty challenging thing some 20 years ago. But now with the way shipping is working, guys are buying, but there's ships coming over every month, and you can actually buy your spot on that boat, and the boat comes over here within probably, 30 days? It's here.
Depending on any delays at the canal.
Yeah, and the beauty of the ships is that you don't have to take the boat apart, which was such a big problem back in the day, because when you had to de-rig a boat, pull the bridge off of it, pull all the electronics off of it, often that stuff just gets snipped, right? They just cut wires, and when you bring it over here and you have to put it all back together, it's challenging. They don't like to go back together. It's expensive. There's a lot to it. So the shipping's really changed things dramatically. And to your first part of the question, you know, what are the things that we look at? Well, it goes right back to the surveys, right? So we always want to make sure that we have the right surveyors, both mechanical and for the hull structure, to make sure that we are looking at the internal parts of this boat and making sure that it's okay for you. So, and we work with the best in the business, you know, Bunker Hill and Lee Frain and guys that really know their business. And there are, like every business, there's good and there's bad. And we really push you guys to use the right guys.
And when you do the survey, you part of that survey is pulling the boat out and looking at it underneath the boat.
Yeah, there's three parts to it. So there's the hull or structure survey where they go through the whole boat, stem to stern. There's a mechanical survey, which is specific to the engines and the generators. And then there's a haul out. And that haul out is part of the hull structure. And that's when we're checking the blitz for blisters, any hull delaminations, bearing wear, rudder shaft issues, propeller issues, you know, kind of we go through the whole gamut of it. So
within those things, are there things that you guys will find where it's just that's a thing, but you know that doesn't scare us away. That's just something that we need to address. And like, what would those be? And then are there other things where, okay, man, put the X up, we're out of here. And like, what would those be? You know, like, what are the little gremlins that you're not too worried about that you just, okay, well, that's the next thing we need to do to fix it. And then what are the, okay, we need to walk away from this project?
You know, when you start talking about vibrations, bearing wear, things like that, for the most part, we can deal with that. We know the right people. We know how to get it fixed. When you start dealing with delamination issues, evidence of impact, where a boat's hit something and it's been repaired and we can see it, those are the things that scare us more. We want to really dig into that and make sure we're not making a mistake.
What about blisters?
Blisters used to be a big concern. It's less of a concern right now. You know, back in the day, they thought, if it's blistering, it's going to delaminate. And that's proven to not happen. So the blisters aren't as big a deal today. They're unsightly, but they're really not as big an issue from a structure standpoint as they once were considered.
Yeah. And they're under the water, so you're not going to see them.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, if it's a really bad problem, if it's a bad case, like Uniflight had a bad problem when they switched their resins. And those boats blistered severely, and that was a concern because it went not just below the waterline, but it went up above. But today we're just not seeing that much of it. It's not as big an issue.
Yeah, for sure.
I dig it, man. Well,
lots of info.
If this wasn't a beginning start of how much info these two guys have, I don't know what is. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking out the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or keep those texts coming to Let's Talk Hookup app. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona, California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Acura's Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Some really good text coming through as well on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for our catch report. Man, we were just talking about it. Have you filled up lately? If so, then you know gas prices have been going crazy way up there. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low prices on gas and diesel for your car, truck, or for your trailer boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the great things you need for a day on the water, plus you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, you got me this morning?
Good morning. I'm clear, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys? All good? Good info in there this morning, man.
Yeah. These guys know their stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to have to tidy up my filing cabinet up in the wheelhouse and start fishing trucks.
Well, we're getting Todd Manser all set up there too. So,
oh, perfect.
We'll get him all set up with those logs and all that.
Awesome. Yeah, he'd be perfect for that. That's good stuff. Well, hey, for us up here this week, just another solid week. We had light loads, which gave us some shots of doing some different stuff. So, still plenty of good opportunities. Starting with like our half day zone. We're still picking at the bass. Most of the action right now is coming midwater on the slider setups. That bass is still kind of midwater, just kind of up in the lobster gear and up kind of looking around. Some bass bites on artificial baits. If you can kind of, slowly sink it out through that zone. Some good action at the bottom as well. But those Carolina rigs, for whatever reason, that was the way to go this week. Guys were catching plenty of bass on that, some sheephead on the bottom, some sand bass and sculpin as well. Three-quarter day for us right now is pretty much been rockfish mode. It's been excellent fishing. The local, more shallow stuff has been biting really well for us. The guys fishing the 80 to 100-gram sniper-style jigs on that light braid have been doing really good on the grouper and the reds. The double dropper loop setups for their rental guys have been doing very well also on the live baits. The conditions for us the last few days have really helped, but lots of whitefish, sculpin, sand dabs, all that stuff to go along with your 10 rockfish. It's been very good. And then out in the deeper water on that 14-mile bank, that continued to kick out some just the quality out there has been really good. So nice bank rockfish, chilies, and the macacho out there. So load dependent, the days that we've had some lighter loads, it's given us the opportunity to kind of stretch the lines out and get out there and fish that deeper water. The Fury kind of wrapped their offshore season up with some great bluefin fishing on their last day and a half. Plenty of fish for those guys in the dark on the jigs and some fish still during the day on the fly line bait. Very catchable grade of fish, stuff touching 20 pounds and then some stuff up from 20 to 40 pounds. So a good mix on that. And then our hoop net trips, I've been running those Hootnet charters on the Real Fun. Those guys have been doing really good too. So it's been fun to see groups of 10. It's either, you know, groups of buddies or families kind of getting out there and getting after it. It's been a perfect program for those guys jumping on that and hooping up some of those lobster and that kind of stuff on those trips. So we'll see how this week plays out. Definitely some weather looking like it'll play a factor a day or two this week. So if you want to come fishing with us, take a look at the weather and make your reservations accordingly. But give us a call here. We'll get you out this week. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us there at danawharf.com or link us there right through the Let's Talk Hookup page, and you can make those reservations online from there.
Right on, Wooly. Well, certainly some good fishing, and glad to hear it. That's always fun having the light loads and getting to do the fun, getting to do some fun fishing. And glad to hear you and the boys were so well rewarded for it. Yeah, like I said, we've got a little bit of weather coming through, but boy, the beginning of the week sure looks good. And
yeah.
Good fishing coming. More at Dana Wharf, and look forward to hearing another great report next week.
Roger. Yeah, the sunshine's been nice, hasn't it? It's been good stuff. So.
Yeah, a little chilly in the morning, but, I mean, when it's going to be 75 today, who can complain about that, right?
The only thing I can complain about is that it's freaking pitch black at 5 o'clock at night. I will never get used to it. I don't care what anybody says. I hate it.
Well, hopefully next year they'll change it.
Oh, my God, I hate it.
Yep.
5 o'clock.
We're ready for that. Yeah.
Look outside. I'm like, okay, it's going to be 9. Time to go to bed. It's like, no, it's 5:30.
No.
Awesome. Exactly. Great. That's cool.
Fall asleep in my chair at 8 o'clock.
I've got to figure out what to do with a 1.5-year-old for the next 3 hours. This is awesome. Cool. It's going to be super fun. Thanks, Wooly.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, we'll see you, buddy. Appreciate that very much. I have a great text here while we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. And this is an interesting question. I think it's something that weighs on a lot of people. It's from Sammy in Chula Vista. It says, good morning, guys. My question is, how come boats are way cheaper on the East Coast than the West Coast? And are they worth buying? Is it worth buying the West Coast or bringing one from the East Coast?
Well, let me answer that question. So the East Coast versus the West Coast, usually there's about a 10% difference in price, typically, right? The big problem with the East Coast, and you have to be very cautious about, is boats that have been damaged in hurricanes. Mm-hmm. Right? These boats, a lot of them have been band-aided back together, and if you don't know what you're looking for, you miss it. And these boats can really have a lot of problems, a lot of gremlins after the fact. I think the bump in price as you get them out here to the West Coast, obviously, is West Coast outfitting. The way we run boats with all the rails, the bait tanks, the way we fish, it's just different than the East Coast.
Right.
And you pay for that. Yep. You pay for that. So, and there's just so many more boats on the East Coast. That level, the amount of boats drives that price down. Because here we've got, I'll use the Viking line. We've got 50 Vikings on the West Coast that are for sale at any given time. There'd be 200 over there. So that drives pricing down over there.
Yeah. Chris, you had input on
that. The other issue you got to pay attention to from East Coast boats is it's a much harsher environment, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So cosmetically, it takes the abuse.
Heat from the sun.
Yes, and internally, it takes cooling systems. You get the coral growth over there that really needs to be painted. So that's looking specifically at heat exchangers, after coolers, gear coolers, air conditioning units, heat exchangers on generators. So a lot of that really comes into play and gets very costly. And you don't realize the extent of that until you get the boat here and really start tearing into it.
Yeah.
John brings up such a good point. If you're saving 10% on the price, but you're spending more than that changing over pump systems and electronic systems and adding railings, and, you know, it can look so attractive, but, you know, you might be spending more money fixing things than you are saving on the, you know, on the beginning price.
Unknown gremlins. I've known several people that have purchased boats on the East Coast, and I'm going to say probably 80% of them, 90% of them find a lot of gremlins that were unobvious.
Correct.
In the survey, in the engine survey, the boat survey, everything else. And all of a sudden, the boat comes over here, and it's like, oh, man, this didn't show up. Oh, man, that didn't show up. And they end up spending way more money on the boat than they would have if they were to purchase it here for 10 or 20%, even 20% more.
Which is also not to say that the good deal doesn't exist.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the thing. That's not to say that it doesn't happen, but those are things that you need to hear.
Yeah.
Scrolling through Yacht World and seeing a boat that's $10,000 lesser expensive doesn't mean you're going to have a $10,000 lesser experience when that sale's all said and
probably
done.
Probably the opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, the way they run their boats is different. I mean, they run out they run a long ways, right?
That's
they run out to
this
canyon fishing, and they run full bore all the way out. They fish, and they run all the way in full bore. We don't run our boats that way. So often, you know, again, like this Viking we have in contract right now, 6,000 hours, most of them have been trolling or slower speeds. That 6,000 hours over there would be, those engines would be done. Completely done.
It would have made it that far.
And different environmental conditions. We live in a perfect environment here. Dry weather, all that moisture back there, all that stuff just eats boats alive, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It gets 15 knots and 4 feet out here, and everybody in San Diego, I'm not going there.
I don't know what the next week is.
Yeah.
So, you're right. And over there, if it's blowing 25 or 30, it's a nice day.
Yeah, okay, man, killer. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But not to be said, like Ricky said, there's boats that can be had.
The quote Palm Beach quality boats are over there, but those boats are expensive.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, you got to be careful at what you're looking at.
And that's why you need an expert like the McCarty Yacht Group to kind of help you with that. Because you guys, like, you're flying to Washington tomorrow to look at a boat, right?
Sea trials and surveys up in Washington. So yes.
So you guys go different places. You're flying to Florida
in 2 weeks.
So you do that.
We go all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you help. But you know how to find that right boat.
Yes.
All right. Hey, look who's on the line.
We got some bonus to the catch report. Yeah. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribune on the line this morning. I understand, man. I mean, Mike, he called us yesterday with being finished with bluefin by 8:30. What could be left? How much better does it get than that? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we hung out there a little bit. We picked up just a couple bigger bluefin. I think our big fish is like 65 pounds. We rounded out our passenger limits, crew even gets to take a couple bluefin home each. And we did some look around for kelps, yellowtail, yellowfin, stuff like that. Caught one yellowtail there throughout the day, and then kind of just, you know, one of those things that we have at our disposal now. We went down to the 60-mile bank and absolutely annihilated the reds, the Bankies, Floridas, salmon grouper. We had one nice lingcod go with it. It's funny. We had one of our little token star passengers. We had Noodles from Offspring on the boat, and it was funny listening to him talk about it. He goes, you know, we were trying to figure out if we were going to go fish rockfish or go fish tuna, and he goes, we got the best of both worlds.
That's cool.
So we made our way down towards the 60, knocked out a couple hours of that. If you look at our Facebook page, and I'll try. I'm horrible about updating our Instagram, but I will. Like, looking at it last night, we started pulling fish. I was like, dude, this is some good fall fishing right here.
Unbelievable. And I know you guys had great weather, and boy, there's more of that on the horizon. Any opportunities to still go? I mean, I know you were talking about spots. Is there still room to go on the Tribute this week?
Yep. Tonight, Pete's Sport sponsored trip. I think right now we have 16 open spots. I've already got 7 pizzas lined up for pickup this afternoon, as well as a bunch of delicious IPA and assorted other drinks to go with it. Weather looks like it's going to be great. Oh, yeah, we're going. The guys that are out on the grounds right now, sounds like they bid again last night. They bid again this morning. I do have to give a shout-out to Captain Dan. He's been with me for a while. He's like among the best night fishermen there is. That's what he wants to do. And he woke me up yesterday morning, and I go, well, it sounds like we had some fish. And he goes, yeah, we got 50.
Yeah.
I go, what? And he goes, yeah, we got. I'm like, well, shit, why'd you even wake me up at this point? Like, you know, knocked out 28 more fish and got on our way. But I'm like, so it's one of those things. And we've been fortunate to have some really good second captains, nighttime fishermen. But, you know, it's one of those things, laying in your bunk, you're moving here among the PA, moving. And he works his butt off. And, I mean, you know, something like that. You see other guys that give up, stop, and just drift throughout the night. And you have other guys that are, you know, hungry for doing it. And that's, you know, that's the The bonus is waking up and there's already 50 bluefin on the boat.
Gotta love that. Love that. And then we're looking forward to having you in the studio here 1 week from today. You're fresh off the boat, right?
We do have trips next week. Thursday night is a go with only, I think we have 7 people for Thursday night's one day. And this fish is an easy one day range, and you will get nighttime fishing. Like tonight's trip, we leave at 5 o'clock at night. We will literally be fishing what would have been daylight during the middle of the summer. I agree with Rick. It's stupid that it gets dark at 5 o'clock, but like tonight, we're going to be leaving the dock here at 5. We'll be fishing probably by 9:30.
Nice, rad,
and beautiful weather,
which is neat. The one day trip's the same thing. Even if we leave at 7, we're only fishing, you know, 40 to 50 miles on average. So those one day trips get a really good shot at nighttime fishing. And you know, if this was a one day trip, it would have been, you know, maybe minus the awesome rock hop fishing we had, it would have been, you know, it's really good. It's very, very good fishing right now for day and day and a half trips.
All right, awesome, how do we find you if we want to go fishing with on the Tribute?
619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And if you're one of those guys that's going to be coming down tonight, we are going to have lots of different pizza port pizza here available. And so you guys don't have to stop by McDonald's or do anything crazy like that, and you can hop on the boat. And we got Captain Dan who's going to be out there doing it again tonight, and hopefully I wake up to more limits.
Awesome. I appreciate the check as always, and I'm sure you guys are going to crush him again tonight. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you real soon.
And I will definitely see you next week.
See you next Sunday. Yeah.
Looking forward to that for sure. Hey, when we come back, we're going to continue with that catch report. We're going to check in with our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, and find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. Searchersportfishing.com, 619-226-2403.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.